I went and pulled the polling for you because I had a couple of notes here. People want to hear the polling about abortion and what people in America think, because I said there is a supermajority out there that oppose abortion after the first trimester, which is true. So let me get to this. This is a story from Friday from NPR, National Public Radio. Did a poll with the Marist organization. So it's an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. And what the survey found is of great deal of complexity, but almost two-thirds of people said they were either somewhat or very dissatisfied, including 66% of those who self-identify as pro-life and 62% of those who self-identify as pro-choice are dissatisfied with the way things are today. A total of 77% say the Supreme Court should uphold Roe versus Wade. But within that, there's a whole lot of new information. 26% of those say, yes, we can keep it with more restrictions. 16% want to keep it the way it is. In all, 61% said they were in favor of a combination of limitations that included allowing abortion in just the first 3 months of pregnancy, only in case of rape, incest, or to save the life of a woman. That was 29%. 23% said only in the first 3 months, or only to save the life of the woman. That's another 9%. So that's 61% of Americans say first trimester, rape, incest, or to save the life of the woman. 61%, that's a very telling number. 18% said abortion should be available to a woman at any time she wants it during her entire pregnancy, which is crazy. More than half of Americans said they would definitely not vote for a candidate who would appoint judges to the Supreme Court who would limit or overturn Roe v. Wade. But when you get down to it, a supermajority say that they would support abortion, but only in the first trimester. And that's where we are heading as a country. That's where this debate is heading. When you have some states like Illinois and Vermont and New York saying abortion can be an elective surgery at any point. Most people find that to be barbaric and beyond the pale. The vast majority of Americans, a super majority of Americans, find it a reprehensible position and believe abortion should be legal and limited. Legal and limited. And by the way, those pushing the anti-abortion agenda in America today might surprise you. They're women. Republican and conservative women are the ones pushing the idea of limiting abortion to the first trimester, if at all. If at all. So that's where we're going in this conversation. That's where we will end up. We will end up with a place in this country where abortions remain legal, but very restricted. Mark my words. Southern California is shaking all the time these days. Hundreds of earthquakes, if you haven't heard. Hundreds of earthquakes around places like Fontana, California. Earthquakes are occurring just about every day. Small ones. 1, 2, 3. A couple over 3.2 on the Richter scale, but that's it. 3.2, 3.3. And they're on a pattern. They're heading away from Fontana, California. These little earthquakes, these little temblers were going here, but getting farther and farther away. But all of a sudden, they started coming back towards Fontana. It's a very unusual circumstance. In fact, people say it's unprecedented. Never seen this happen before. Scientists are like, never seen this phenomenon. Usually they would go away as the tectonic plates adjust and would move away and they would settle out. Suddenly, they're making their way back towards Fontana, which is not far from Los Angeles. Some scientists are concerned that this could be an indication that there's a big adjustment coming, that being a major earthquake on the way, a big adjustment coming, which of course could devastate Southern California. More than 700 earthquakes recorded in the Fontana area since May the 25th. Think about that. Since May 25th, over a couple of weeks, more than 700 earthquakes thus far. Now they're headed back toward the middle of Highway 60. What does it mean? It means the people in California are about to see something unprecedented, potentially. Most of these earthquakes are so small you can't feel them. A couple of them, 3.2, 3.4, big enough. I was in an earthquake years ago. It was about a 4.2. I could feel that reasonably well. Pictures moved on the wall. Wasn't particularly frightening. It was unusual because I didn't know what it was at first. It took me a moment to figure it out. But warnings are going out. Make sure your water heaters are properly secured. Make sure your furnace is properly secured. Make sure that your house is prepped and ready for an earthquake. Because when things start flying around, well, things start flying around. Now you've been warned about Southern California. The earthquake's headed there because it's going to be a big concern, to say the least. All right, still to come on the program today, Alan Sachs is going to be here. The professor, Alan Sachs, will be joining us to talk about everything going on politically. He'll talk about the tariffs. He'll talk about the 19 Democrats showing up in Iowa. And he will talk about why is Joe Biden not appearing on the campaign trail with everybody else. We know why. We know that Joe Biden is afraid, or his staff is, more accurately, to make a major mistake this early. But what are they going to do come the end of this month when the debates begin? The debates begin for the Democrats at the end of June, this June, right now. A couple weeks from now, you'll have your first debates. Man, is that going to be good fun. Get the popcorn. Joe Biden is going to be under assault from everyone. The circular firing squad will be in full, will be on full display there. I mean, the front runner, that's who you go after. Bernie Sanders is going to be extra salty, as if he's not salty enough. But Bernie Sanders will be extra salty as these debates begin. Again, as many as 24 candidates in, but the rules say that you have to garner at least 1% in polling over three different polls or have 65,000 different donors contributing to your campaign. That's how you qualify for the campaign stage. So I wonder how many of these candidates are actually going to make it. You may only end up with 10 or 12 out of the two dozen because of those polled in Iowa, nine got 0%. Bill de Blasio didn't get one person. Not one person in Iowa thinks Bill de Blasio should be president. See, there is common sense left in America. There is. There it is. Iowa still got this. 52 after on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce the effects of the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card, you don't have to read library books, and the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.